Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Dish Nation. Hey, y'all. Welcome to Dish Nation.
Hey! Welcome.
Today's Thursday. It's not a regular Thursday, though. Today's Portia's birthday.
Happy birthday, Portia. Where is Portia?
Oh, she's celebrating. Most people celebrate. She took the day off. Oh.
She did what?
Whoa. Yeah. But that's okay, though. She's not... We still got love. We got Moni love.
In the middle. Yeah. To the left. Hey, Moni.
Hey.
Now, it's going to be a pretty big show for you today. We're going to talk about Tom Cruise and some of the risky behavior he did on the set of Risky Business. And speaking of bad behavior, is it possible for Mariah Carey to be too much of a diva? We're going to find out from Will Ferrell. But before we get to all that, Moni, what's going on?
Well, we can all agree that Rihanna is just awesome, right?
Yeah. I like Rihanna. Yeah.
Okay, a fan slipped into Rihanna's DMs looking for relationship advice, and she delivered it.
What'd she say?
All right, the fan went in and said, "Hey, Robs," that's short for Robin, "how did you get over your first heartbreak? I've been struggling." And she actually answered the person. She said, "Just believe that the heartbreak is a gift in itself. Cry if you have to, but it won't be forever, and you'll find love again, and it will be even more beautiful in the meantime. Enjoy all that you are."
Oh, that didn't sound like a cute
answer.
I just
thought it was so dope that she answered this fan back.
Well, she answers fans back sometimes, but that sometimes answer wasn't all that cute, though. I mean, she didn't give just a
That was too drinking. Generic for you?
Yeah.
If you had to give advice to a fan getting over heartbreak, what would you say?
I would say, honey, you get in your car and you put your most saddest song on. You know, I played, honey, Regina Bell, honey, "How Could You Do It To Me?" I played it for a whole month, driving up and down the highway and crying.
Don't nobody want to wallow in misery like for a whole month?
Brad, you cry and get it out.
I mean, you want to cry.
Yeah.
No, you over there talking about some "Ain't No Sunshine" with me.
Oh, wow.
You're supposed to be saying, "I'm a survivor. Right. I'm not going to give up."
That's what she said. Get over
no,
it.
No, boo. You don't wallow in misery and
no,
sorrow.
No, you don't.
Oh, yeah, I just...
All right, y'all. So remember a few weeks ago, we was talking about this new movie that Will Ferrell was doing with Mariah Carey in it. It's called The House. Amy Poehler's in it as well. So the trailer this weekend, it looks hilarious.
Oh, wow.
Well, one of the film stars, Rob Hubel, went on a podcast and bashed her for being a total diva on the set.
Oh.
Sounds crazy. Never heard this behavior from her before, but whatevs. So she was trying to make changes, demanding hundreds of white roses, stuffed lamps, you named it.
Think she even said that already. We heard this story. I don't want to keep talking about this same old thing. It ain't new to the world. She a diva. She been a diva. She was born a diva, and she gonna die a diva. So just let it go and leave it alone.
No,
Headcrack.
She was born poor.
But like
she was a diva.
Oh, she was a diva poor?
She wasn't poor.
What's a diva poor?
Well, Brad, there's more. The movie comes out next weekend, and Will Ferrell went on Late Night with Seth Meyers, and he gave us a Mariah Carey update. Oh. Take a look.
Mariah Carey, I heard, was going to be in this film.
She was going to, yes.
And is she in the film?
She did not make the final cut.
Okay, got it. But she did show up.
She eventually did show up.
Okay.
Yes.
So how many days
She's been on this show, right?
She was on this show, yeah. We interviewed her in a Christmas sleigh. Did you have similar things that she preferred to normal?
There were suggestions that weren't executed.
Okay, gotcha.
Yes. So, no, she was on our set, and things happened.
Yo, Will tried to be so PC about the whole situation. Like, you could tell, like, he had the deets.
Yeah.
But he refrained.
Girl, they said, "Girl, we're going to cut her scenes, honey. She ain't going to be in this movie."
I haven't seen you in any movies lately or even asked to be in any.
Well, here's the thing.
At least she had a script.
Now, Will went on to say that she
had.
Will went on to say that she knocked on his trailer, like, around midnight while they were still filming and asked what was going on. He's like, just go home.
What?
Yeah.
No.
They told Mariah to go home?
Like, you know what goes into making a movie? Mm. You know. Mm. Don't go to sleep, Brad. Yeah. Are you
Because I'm sick of the same damn thing. That's all y'all want to say about her is her being a diva.
No, we love Mariah.
Entertain yourselves with something or someone else, darling. She doesn't have time for your shenanigans.
Did you just channel her?
Is she
speaking through you?
Yes.
I'm the Mariah medium, bitch.
All right, baby. Yes. All right, darling.
All right, just like when you go to the doctor's office, they ask you to get a second opinion. Entertainment news is no different. That's why we welcome in our California crew to say a big what up to Frank, Heidi, Sammy. What's going on, y'all?
LA.
What's up?
All right, so we're kicking things off with a little weight debate. Gabby, what's going on?
All right, now, if y'all thinking of congratulating Ms. Kabori Sidibe, honey, on her dramatic weight loss, I got two words for you.
What?
Stop, bitch.
Oh, why?
Yes, bitch, stop, honey. Now, she's opened up, y'all, to ABC News, Robin Roberts, honey, about people talking up to her about her new figure after she underwent weight loss surgery, honey, last year. Here's what she had to say.
There are plenty of, like, I guess, fat guys or whatever, and no one's ever written think pieces about why they need to lose weight. Mind your own body.
Well, damn.
Well, okay.
Okay.
Yes. Honey, that's Ms. Kabori, baby.
If I weighed 400 pounds and I got weight loss surgery and I came in here to work every day with these two and I'm now 150 pounds and no one says a word, you don't think I'm like,
that would be weird, right?
Notice anything different.
But I understand, honey. It's like they say it's the big elephant in the room because I worked with somebody and had surgery and ain't nobody said nothing to them, honey. We just look like, oh.
Gary, you can't say elephant in the room when we're talking about this.
Exactly.
But anyway, y'all, Ms. Kabori, now she went on to say this, y'all, about when people praise her weight loss. She said, quote, catch this, y'all. You don't need to congratulate me on it, honey. You don't congratulate me on every time I blow my nose. She said, I needed to, damn it. It's in my body.
But unquote. We say, bless you. When you sneeze, we go, bless you. If somebody doesn't bless me, I'm pissed. I'm like, oh, hello, my heart just stopped.
But anyway, y'all, just compliment me?
On what?
Just anything.
Those are some nice buttons.
You like these buttons? Oh, thank you. They were made in Japan.
She should have just reinvented herself and not even said it was Gabby Sidibe. She should have just gone away, lost the weight, come back as a new young actress.
Yeah, she could have came back as Cicely Tyson on somebody.
We all know Tom Cruise as a clean living, hard-working Scientology fanatic, right?
Right.
Yes.
All right.
Absolutely.
Well, Curtis Armstrong, in 1983, Tom did the movie Risky Business. Well, this Curtis Armstrong was in that movie with Tom, and now he's writing a book. So he's writing his memoir. And here's an excerpt from this memoir. Returning late one night, I found three or four young girls, late teens, I suspect, lined up in the hall outside of Tom's room. I remember thinking, Tom's going to be really upset if these hot girls interfere with his Bible reading. At that moment, Tom's door opened and another girl came out adjusting her hair and taking off down the hall while the first girl in line slipped into Tom's room. This was a young man who knew something about time management and understood how to successfully juggle Bible study and
As a man, I can tell you right now, if there was four women waiting outside in line, it would be difficult after that first girl walks out, the next girl walks in for me to, you know, be ready to perform. It'd almost be a mission impossible.
Hey, Gary, is there any superstar you would have lined up outside to read the Bible with?
Yeah, Moses.
Wait, so you like an older man?
No, give us a name of who you would want to turn your page.
Frank, will you help me turn the pages?
Oh, sure.
Thank you.
It's always been said that cats have nine lives, and so does this little dog who escaped from his owner and ran into speeding cars in Mexico during rush hour.
Oh my God, I can't watch that.
Oh my God! Oh my God! Oh my God.
My heart.
My nerves are so bad right now.
I don't know who was filming. That dog was running from slavery. All right, y'all. Up next, find out which female star is getting it on, baby, with a man who is over half her age. Personally, I think it's disgusting.
Oh, Gary.
up next.
What's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation. Now, we got a smash alert.
Oh, God.
But this one might set off a life alert. But Kate Beckinsale's 43, and she's getting all high heavy with this 21-year-old.
Oh, oh my
name
God.
Of Matt Wright. Well, you might recognize Matt from Wild & Out. He's an up-and-coming comedian. He's also a fitness buff. He's always on IG trying to show off his abs and whatnot.
Kate Beckinsale, you rock on, lovey. She's 43 years old, and she's gorgeous.
Yeah, but she's dating a child of mine.
How old is he?
He just got 21. Milk behind his ears.
He could be her child. Really, crack?
Well, apparently she's not sparing the rod because they look real hot and heavy.
Oh, he's not sparing the rod.
Great.
We have a little bit of sad news today about Harry Styles. His stepfather, Robin Twist, passed away. He had a long battle with cancer.
They were very close.
Very, very close. So he did lose his battle. So we just want to take this opportunity here at Dish Nation to say, Harry Styles, we're sending out our thoughts and prayers to you and your family. All right, getting that out of the way, there is a little bit of good news for Harry Styles because Harry Styles is back on the market.
Oh.
That's right, Sammy.
He's sad,
that's
but right. He's single.
Exactly. Now, you may remember, Harry Styles was dating food blogger, this food blogger by the name of Tess Ward. So they became boyfriend and girlfriend. Everything was going great. They made a decision, actually, it was Harry's decision to take a break from her and cool things off. But if you remember when we first started talking about this girl, she had a boyfriend when she met Harry Styles. She was dating a businessman, then she meets Harry Styles and is like, ooh, 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 I do declare. Then starts, she left, I don't even know if she's Southern, but she left her businessman boyfriend to start dating Harry Styles. Now Harry broke up with her, and the rumor is now
she's back.
Back with the businessman.
Oh, my God. That's something. It doesn't matter who Harry Styles meets as a woman. If she has a boyfriend, she's leaving her boyfriend for Harry Styles.
Yeah.
It's because it's him.
That's okay. If Justin Timberlake came up to me and I was in a relationship, and yes, listen, it's only going to be for a few months. I'm like, that's fine. I'll deal with that later.
Whether it be Justin Timberlake or Harry Styles, I think that's why the guy's okay with it. It's like, we knew it wasn't going to work out because if we had somebody come up to us, you know, all of a sudden Rihanna wants to date me. I'm like, sorry, honey, and the kids.
The wife, the kids.
Wife, kids, gone. Me and Rihanna are going to go down to Barbados. And hang out for a bit.
She would destroy
and
you.
My wife knows good and well Rihanna's dumping my ass in about a month, and I'll be right back there. So, okay, I'm not kidding when I say we have another Bachelor in Paradise update.
It's never ending.
Yeah, yesterday we told you they're going to continue shooting because they looked at all the tapes and found that there was no sexual misconduct, so DeMario was invited back to the show. Well, turns out he's not coming back to the show. He's too traumatized by the way his character was assassinated. Well. He's in therapy right now, and he just can't make it back to the show.
So he's choosing not to go back. It's by choice.
He also wants the media to know that he wants to pursue a career in television and possibly as a television host. So he wants to make sure everybody knows that. He's not out of TV forever.
Go, DeMario. Don't even. It's overrated.
you and Billy Bush. Looking to get back in TV host and stuff. But that's not all.
Okay.
I have another Bachelor in Paradise update, and this one's about Corinne.
Okay.
Okay. Corinne's boyfriend has come out. His name is Jordan Galchinsky, and he has gone on the record to say, quote, I have known Corinne for over 10 years as a friend or a boyfriend. She will continue to receive my unwavering loyalty and support until I decide that there is a legitimate reason not to give it.
Okay.
Corinne's 24. Well, they've been dating since they were 14?
That'd have been seventh
grade. On and off.
That's so bizarre.
But he'd also like the media to know that he wants to pursue a career in television and possibly be a television host.
That's everybody's end point.
So I was supposed to throw it to break here with an outro, what they call it in television, with the voice of Hulk Hogan. But I don't do a Hulk Hogan impression, so has anybody got...
I can do it.
All right, go ahead.
I can do it. Okay, here we go. I'm going to get my best Hulk Hogan.
Don't go away, because after the break, Andrew Freud's going to sit down with the cast of GLOW, the new Netflix show about pro wrestling. So stick around, brother.
Not bad.
I mean, it'll do in a pinch. I'm not like, you know.
She's going to do Randy Savage next break.
Welcome back to Dish Nation, y'all. There's a new comedy series streaming on Netflix called Glow. The series takes place in Los Angeles in the 80s, and it's about a crew of misfit ladies who reinvent themselves to perform for a wrestling organization called the Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling, a.k.a. Glow. The show is being called The Real Knockout and is brought to you by the creator of Orange is the New Black, so you know it's gonna be good. Oh, my God, so we sent our BFF, Andrew Freund, to talk to some of the cast, and here's how that went down.
This is Glow.
Sorry, what's Glow?
Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling. This is a wrestling television show. Only ladies, lady wrestling. Just like the big guys, but girls. Get it? Girl on girl. What?
So, like, Hulk Hogan?
If one of you turns out to be Hulk Hogan, I've hit the jackpot.
All right, first of all, guys, could I make it in the wrestling world?
I doubt it.
Absolutely.
What? Mixed response.
Oh, we're supposed to say.
Everyone's got a place in the wrestling world. You just have to find your character.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, sure.
Let's mold me. What would my character be? What would my name be?
You would be the, like, assistant to the wrestler.
Right, you'd be the cape guy. The guy who's the cape and in and out.
Yeah.
But you'd that's not love a judgment
it. You would love it.
I think you'd definitely be a face. There's a face and a heel in every wrestling match. Yeah. Good guy, bad guy. And you seem like a face to me.
We'll see
how the interview goes.
Talk to me, working on the show, is it fun to play these characters, but also can you get a level of aggression out in that fake ring?
Yeah, I mean, it's both. It's so much fun. Learning to wrestle was the greatest thing I have ever experienced.
And watching her learn how to wrestle was like one of the best things I ever experienced, and her too.
Yeah, I thought it would feel more aggressive than it does. It's more of a, it feels like you're sort of swimming with the other person.
So it's sort of less like, I'm gonna hurt you. It's more like, I'm gonna take care of you and execute this move perfectly.
Oh, did I hurt you? You okay?
It sounds like a deadly dance in a way.
Yeah,
isn't life like that?
Netflix is the home of the binge. What is the appropriate amount to binge this show? How many can you do at a time? And
I do all
night. I say, you go straight through.
Yeah.
Straight through, all 10.
Yeah.
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 No breaks.
Diapers.
I'm so here for this, because I used to watch Glow when it used to come on back in the day.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah. Okay.
What would y'all wrestling names be?
The Bandana Bandit.
I like it.
I would tie my bandana around your neck and choke you when
Yeah, nice. Finish him.
Right? I would be Testimony.
Oh? Word, what's your finish?
Oh, I like it.
I would be Testimony, and I wouldn't have a finishing move per se, but every time I enter the ring, I'd enter with a book of whatever's choice and hold my hand up like this and say, I swear to knock out a tooth, a whole tooth, and nothing but your tooth.
Love it.
Nice.
All right, y'all, make sure you tune in tomorrow because Andrew Freund will be back again talking to Mark Wahlberg, Josh Duhamel, and the cast of Transformers.
And coming up next, just when you thought you couldn't love Helen Mirren anymore, and I do love her, find out what she said about landing a beauty deal next. Welcome back to Dish Nation. Now, Ed Sheeran, ladies and gentlemen, recently confessed that he would like to do a love scene with Helen Mirren.
Oh, she's old, okay. But she's hot.
And she's been the brand ambassador for L'Oreal since 2014, okay? So she was recently asked in an interview, how did she feel about landing that beauty contract at the age of 69? And she said, it's about bloody time.
Oh.
Yeah, so I think it's awesome. I love Helen Mirren. I think she is absolutely classically beautiful.
And she so deserves it. Like,
yeah.
Oh, my God. When you think about older women, like your grandparents, don't they be getting guzzied up to go to places?
They get real jazzy.
Yeah. And she is, that's a really good term that you use, because she's absolutely jazzy.
Well, see, this really proves that you're never too old for anything.
No, absolutely.
Yeah. So, Gary, there's hope for you yet.
Oh, yes, and just think, as beautiful as I am, and I'm turning another age next week.
And you only have one more week until you turn 69.
Wait, what?
Wait a minute, bitch. I ain't gonna be 69, honey.
So, Gary, what you gonna do for your birthday, honey? You gonna have a party?
Well, you know what, Brett? I would love one, but no, I'm gonna just, honey, sit home and sing Kumbaya to myself.
No, you're
well,
not.
Well, I was
no,
getting ready not. To call Jesus and the 12 disciples so y'all can reunite.
We'll get a Hollywood medium to call some of your friends.
Oh!
Oh, wow. Really?
Oh, my God.
Wardrobe provided by Robert Graham.
Dish Nation.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.